Lecture topic, Halima Sadia, may the Almighty be pleased with her, part 2.
Why? Because you can't do without it. And when somebody else touches it or eats it, he doesn't find it so palatable, doesn't find it so relished, he doesn't enjoy it so much. So anyway, I asked the mother, I said, you don't want to leave this child with us, he'll grow up so much more healthy. فَإِنِّي أَخْشَى عَلَيْهِ وَبَاءَ مَكَّةَ. And a woman, when she wants to convince, you know it better. فَإِنِّي أَخْشَى عَلَيْهِ وَبَاءَ مَكَّةَ. I fear that the climate of Mecca is not conducive for this child. She said, لَمْ أَزَلْ أُرَغِّبُهَا وَأُقَنِّعُهَا. I sat on this woman and I convinced her and I told her this and that. She said, okay, no problem. My child is in good hands. حَتَّى رَدَّتْهُ مَعَنَا. She says, you can have him back. فَرَجَعْنَا بِهِ فَرِحِينَ مُسْتَبْشِرِينَ. We are rejoicing and everybody else is looking, oh, Halima got him back. My brother, my sister, take this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to your heart. Allah will give you fame. Allah will give you honor. Those that condemn you, they will be those that respect you. Those that snub you, they will be those that salute you. I won't say anything more. I will leave it at that point. Do it and you will see for yourself. She says, we picked this child up again. Others looking for new children. We happy with our child. We happy with our child. We pick this child up and we return. We come back home to our locality. But she says, then we had a very strange incident. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَمْذِ عَلَى مَقْدَمِ الْغُلَامِ عِنْدَنَا غَيْرُ أَشْهُرٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ حَتَّى وَقَعَ لَهُ أَمْرٌ أَخَافَنَا وَأَقْلَقَنَا وَهَزَّنَا هَزًّا. According to the riwayat of Ibn Ishaq, 3 months later, when we return, and one narration suggests few months more, that the Prophet ﷺ was 3 years of age. One morning, the Prophet ﷺ خَرَجَ ذَاتَ صَبَاحٍ مَعَ أَخِيهِ فِي غُنَيْمَاتٍ لَنَا يَرْعَيَانِهَا خَلْفَ بُيُوتِنَا. Early in the morning, in the open environment, as was customary, my son Abdullah and our foster son Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the two children went in the back of the yard, in the neighborhood, they took the animals for grazing. And let me remind you, it is documented, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would herd the animals, and he would stand as a shepherd from the tender age of 3. Now our children are playing computer games at 3. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a shepherd at the age of 3, and the first speech that he spoke in an audible manner at the house of Halima was at the age of 8 months. At the age of 8 months, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke. We know we have been taught the first verse of the Quran to teach, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. This is the first verse that should be taught to a child once he develops the ability of speech. Unfortunately, as a father, I'm telling the child, say Abi, Abi. Then the mother comes, no, wait, say Ummi, Ummi, Ummi. Then say Nana, Nana. Then say Dada, Dada. Teach this child Allah. Teach this child Allah. إِذَا أَفْسَحَ أَوْلَادُكُمْ فَعَلِّمُوهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. One riwayat, it comes when your child develops the ability of speech. Teach him La ilaha illallah. Then you can leave him in the open world. Nothing will influence him. But provided you taught him as an infant, then La ilaha illallah is a fort around him. But you want to teach him La ilaha illallah when you bring him at the age of 12. Sheikh, sorry man, you know what? My children are not too up to date with the Islamic studies, but I just hope you can sort them out. At the age of 12, is that my responsibility, I ask you, my brother? For Allah's sake, I've been saying it from I've been here, my time is short. But in my last few months, let me repeat it again. Take the interest of Islamic education of your children serious. In that way, Allah will protect them and you. As I mentioned, Ibn Abbas said, what is the value of knowledge? لِأَنَّكَ تَحْرُسُ الْمَالِ وَالْعِلْمُ يَحْرُسُكَ. He said, wealth, you will have to look after it. But knowledge will look after your children. That knowledge will look after them. That's the difference. So anyway, they went in the locality and they were playing. فَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ حَتَّى أَقْبَلَ عَلَيْنَا أَخُوهُ يَعْدُ. Few minutes later, my son Abdullah came running. And he said, listen, oh my parents, إِلْحَقَى بِأَخِي الْقُرَشِيِّ. Please come see something drastic has happened to my Qurayshi brother. Now, you know, our children will run. Huzaifa is on the roof. Hamza is on the tree. Talha is running by the security. Those are the comments we will hear. What happened here? Come see my Qurayshi brother. Ja'ahu rajulan. Two men have come. Alayhima thiyabun bid, clad in white. Adja'ahu. They drop him on the ground. Shakka batna. They split his chest. We talk of open heart surgery. And they did something to him. فَمَضَيْتُ أَنَا وَزَوْجِي نَغْدُ نَحْوَ الْغُلَامِ Halima said, I got myself together, got my husband, and we advanced. فَوَجَدْنَاهُ مُنْتَقِعَ الْوَجْهِ مُرْتَجِفًا We found he was pale, and he was somehow uneasy. We pacified him. فَالْتَزَمَهُ زَوْجِي ضَمَمْتُهُ إِلَى صَدْرِي My husband embraced him, I hugged him, I cuddled him. I said, Muhammad, are you okay, my son? مَا لَكَ يَا بُنَيَّ What is the matter with you? He said, جَاءَنِي رَجُلَان Two men came. عَلَيْهِمَا ثِيَابٌ بِيذ They were dressed in white, clad in white. أَذْجَعَانِي They dropped me on the floor while I was playing, while we were grazing. شَقَّى بَطْنِي They split my stomach. وَالْتَمَسَى شَيْئًا They were searching for something. خَلَّيَانِي وَمَضَيَا They then left me and they went away. I don't know what is happening. So anyway, Halima said, we got worried. You know, in Gujarat, they say, koi bijo no poiro. Asni on secondly. Now what are you going to do? How are we going to face reality? Now we panicking. فَرَجَعْنَا بِهِ مُضْطَرِبَيْنِ خَائِفَيْنِ We were disturbed. We were afraid. We picked him up. We came home. فَلَمَّا بَلَغْنَا خِبَاءَنَا When we reached home, إِلْتَفَتَ إِلَيَّ زَوْجِي My husband looked at me, وَعِنَاهُ تَدْمَعَانِ And he's sobbing. And now there's like a moment of silence. And he said, إِنِّي أَخْشَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ هَذَا الْغُلَامَ الْمُبَارَكِ قَدْ أُصِيبَ بِأَمْرٍ لَا قِبَلَ لَنَا بِرَدِّهِ Listen, my wife, I hope something major hasn't happened to this child. And I hope something drastic, which we cannot reverse. I hope something hasn't happened. And I think now, let's return the child back to his family. فَإِنَّهُمْ أَقْدَرُ مِنَّا عَلَىٰ ذَلِكِ After all, the mother will know better. Now really, we face with a crisis here. We don't know how to interpret this. How do we view the situation? How do we face it? So anyway, we prepared quickly. We got ready. The next day, just ourselves, myself, I took my little son Abdullah because he grew up with this young boy. My husband, we mounted and again we came to Makkah. We came to Makkah, we found the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We came to her, we met her, and we presented that child. Now I know my mother tells me, and I know she will be listening to me, Allah reward her for her kindness and a good advice. May Allah grant her health and wealth and shifa. Say Ameen, brothers. Ameen. Being a mother of so many children, you learn a lot. There's so much experience. You can imagine being the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nobody that can teach that mother anything. So the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at Halima and she says, "Ma aqdamaki bi Muhammad ya Halimatu, wa qad kunti harisatan alayhi shadid al-raghba." But Halima, you were very passionate to keep my child and to prolong his stay. And suddenly after very little period of time, few months, and you've brought him back, what's the reason? She said, nothing much. لَقَدْ قَوِيَ عُودُهُ وَاقْتَمَلَتْ فُتُوَّتُهُ وَقَضَيْتُ الَّذِي عَلَيَّ نَحْوَهُ وَتَخَوَّفْتُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَحْدَاثِ فَأَدَّيْتُهُ عَلَيْكِ He's grown up, he's nourished, he's well nurtured, he's well nursed, he's healthy. And then also I think the climate is good here. So I thought it's ideal time to bring him back. Halima said, Amina radiallahu anha said, Usduqini al-khabr. Halima, speak the truth, otherwise I will tell you why you brought him back. Tell me the truth or else I will tell you. Ma anti billati targhabu ani sabiy li hadha alladhi dhakarti. This is not the reason. You know, the children, they think they want to make their mother and they want to deceive her. And unfortunately, how many children live in this trap and this deception? But then Allah brings it to the notice of that mother. So Halima said, تَخَوَّفْتِ عَلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ You fear that there's been some devilish influence on this child, something strange has happened to him? So Amina said, yeah, you're quite right. We had a bit of an incident here. We can't take much responsibility. But this is the reality of it. They were grazing and this is what had happened. So I don't know how to interpret it. What influence must I call it? Amina said, listen, oh Halima. Kalla wallah. Ma li shaytani alayhi min sabil. Forget about the devil even coming close to my child. Never mind influencing him. Inna li ibni hadha sha'nan. My child has a promising future. In the true sense of the word. Not like, you know, you read of the biography of these celebrities. You know, as a young child, he had a promising talent, then he takes drugs when he becomes a celebrity. You wonder, what is the talent? The drugs or the skill? You know, from a young age, he was bowling very professionally, and we've seen that, you know what, this boy is going to represent his nation. And then there's some steroids. So really, you don't know, it's so clouded. You don't know what he had a talent. إِنَّ لِي إِبْنِي هَذَا شَأْنًا. This child is something else. فَسَأُخْبِرُكِ خَبْرًا. Must I tell you about my child? She said, tell me please, O Amina. She said, إِنِّي لَمَّا حَمَلْتُ بِهِ. When I conceived my child, رَأَيْتُ نُورًا خَرَجَ مِنِّي. Now I know, right, my wife will be listening, so I better watch my words. But what happens when our woman conceive? Then what? They got some unusual, strange craves. Some want to eat soap. Others want to eat sand. Huh? What they call it, the unusual, them got postnatal depression, antenatal depression. I don't know what and what they go through. What did Amina say? I seen a light coming out of me. Not early morning nausea. Kharaja minni nurun. There was a light. Aba'a li qusura busra min ahli sham. It brightened Arabia. It brightened Syria, Damascus and the likes. This was divine light. A bright light that just came radiating the entire world. That's not all. Thumma inni hayna waladtuhu nazala wadhi'an yadayhi ala al-ard rafi'an ra'sahu ila al-sama. When I gave birth to him, he came out in a position that his hands were on the ground in the posture of prostration with his head politely glancing towards the heavens. Today, my brother, you decline to make sajda. Your Nabi started his life with sajda. Our children, what they say, your child is bridge. You must set him in position. Yeah, my Nabi was born in this way. Anyway, Amina says, best wishes to you. We appreciate the fact that you nursed my child. Intaliqi Rashida. You can go well on your way. Juziti anna wa anhu khayran. On behalf of my child and on behalf of us, we thank you, we appreciate you, and whatever needed to be exchanged was exchanged. Halima says, فَمَضَيْتُ أَنَا وَزَوْجِي مَحْزُونَيْنِ أَشَدَّ الْحُزْنِ. The day I picked up Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the greatest day in my life. And the day I had to leave him was undoubtedly the saddest day in my life. In my whole life, there wasn't a sadder day than the day where I had to leave this child and return. I was quiet, my husband was quiet, we just cried. And when we looked at our child, he cried more than we cried collectively. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ غُلَامُنَا بِأَقَلَّ مِنَّا حُزْنًا. But then what happens? ثُمَّ عَاشَتْ حَلِيمَةُ حَتَّى بَلَغَتْ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّةِ. There is no contact for a period of time. Yet the Prophet of Allah grows. And I must just mention one thing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's splitting of the chest, which is known as shaqq sadr. There's two miracles we speak of, shaqq qamar and shaqq sadr. What is the splitting of the moon? اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. وَإِن يَرَوْا آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. My Nabi saw some pointed to the moon and it split. That is shaqq qamar. Shaqq sadr. The splitting of the blessed chest happened four times in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was at the age of three. In Sirat al-Mustafa, the wisdom of this is mentioned and explored in detail. At the age of three, it had happened to remove the element of sin. The very element, the very nature, the very temperament, this was removed and cleansed from the heart, was taken out. And then it happened at the age of 10. The aspiration for amusement and entertainment that potentially will grip a growing child that he's into adolescence at the age of 10. This was also removed from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was not one that was intrigued by amusement, play and fun. And then it happened at the age of 40 to embrace revelation. You know, when a person goes to space, and that is all to do with the physical eye, how much training he undergoes, and what oxygen he has to inhale, and what he has to carry with him. So, to embrace revelation, again the blessed chest was split. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. We are about to put on you a colossal, a mammoth task, and that is revelation. At times the camel would be compelled to kneel down because of the intensity of revelation. You can open Bukhari Sharif first volume, Babu Qawlillahi Ta'ala, Inna Awhayna Ilayka Kama Awhayna, which speaks about revelation. So that was the third time, and the fourth was on the night of Mi'raj. On the night of Mi'raj, to go and witness the grandeur of the heavens, and to get to Sidratul Muntaha. Sidra literally refers to a lotus tree. Obviously, and we need to know this in a general context, many terminologies of akhirat has been referred to in the Quran and Hadith. The only reason or the only commonness that of akhirat has with this world is the same name. Other than that, there's no resemblance between akhirat and this world. So Allah speaks about the fruit of Jannat and the apple. Don't think it's your red and green apple from which you get insects, my friend. There is no comparison other than in name. Ishtirak fil ism. So the lotus tree has got nothing to do like, I mean, if you take, just in today, just by the change of technology, you take that, you know, those days used to drive a Mini, and now you take what, your Mini Cooper. It's about a name that makes it the same. But if you match the two cars, maybe the tires on this car is more expensive than that old car. So it's just a common name, but it's totally different. So when we speak of Jannat, we speak of honey, we speak of wine, we speak of water, we speak of milk, it's not this clover milk, my brother. It's got nothing to do. The only thing is the commonness in name. And that also the scholars say, why Allah has used that name? So Allah speaks of ginger. Zanjabila. It's not your stony. Bundaberg. Whatever you call it. No, it's not this here. Allah, it's only commonness in name. If Allah had not used that phrase, how would we understand? Fiha fakihatu wa nakhlu wa rumman. Allah speaks of dates. Allah speaks of pomegranates. Allah speaks of ma'im maskub, flowing water, fakihatin maqtu'a, la mamnu, fakihatin kathira, ample of fruit, la mamnu'a, la maqtu'atin wa la mamnu'a, not restricted to a season, ample of provisions, furushin marfu'a, raised thrones, akwabin mawdu'a, you know, utensils, abariq with handles and without handles, la yusadda'un, no intoxication, no headache, لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, palatable to those that will drink it. Sidratul Muntaha is that location in the heavens that the angels below cannot journey beyond. And those that are above cannot come below. That's the cut-off point. That's the cut-off point. Nobody trespasses. If you're an angel that serves below, you remain below. If you're an angel that serves above, you remain above. Sidratul Muntaha was the cut-off point where Jibreel had to tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my grandeur and my honor also stops here. It's you and your Lord onwards. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى. We know of a youngster gets grip in a chat and he spends hours and hours chatting away. Can you imagine my Nabi with his Allah in that closeness? فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. The fourth time that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's chest was split was on the occasion of Mi'raj. So anyway, Halima, then there is break of contact. There is no real formal relation. The Prophet ﷺ grows. Allah favors him with nabuwat. Things move on. He becomes that great Nabi. And this woman lives up. She lives up. Allah gives her that old age. ثُمَّ عَاشَتْ حَلِيمَةُ حَتَّى بَلَغَتْ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّةً. She becomes of age. ثُمَّ رَأَتْ أَتِّفْلَ الَّذِي قَدْ أَرْضَعَتْهُ قَدْ غَدَى لِلْعَرَبِ سَيِّدًا وَلِلْبَشَرِيَّةِ مُرْشِدًا. وَلِلْإِنسَانِيَّةِ نَبِيًّا. Then she sees the little child that she nursed, the infant that she suckled, becomes a leader to the Arabs, a guider to humanity, and the greatest prophet that ever put foot on earth. She sees this little baby that I nurse, grows up to become the bushra of Isa, the glad tidings of Isa, the promise of Ibrahim. ولقد وفدت عليه بعد أن آمنت به وصدقت بالكتاب الذي أنزل عليه. And after the conquest of Mecca, at the occasion of Jairana, this old-aged woman Halima comes. Ibn Jawzi and Ibn Hajar both have emphatically, unanimously agreed on the iman of Halima, the iman of her husband and the iman of her son. She comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is sitting with his sahaba. And from a distance, he spots this old-aged lady. فَمَا إِن رَآهَا حَتَّى اسْتَطَارَ بِهَا سُرُورًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes ecstatic. He becomes elated. He is overwhelmed with joy. وَالطَّفِقَ يَقُولُ. And he screams out, Ummi, Ummi, my mother, my mother, my mother. He stands up. خَلَعَ لَهَا رِدَاءَهُ. He takes out his blessed shawl. Sahaba dying to get a glimpse at that shawl. Never mind, touch that shawl. My Nabi takes out that shawl. بَسَطَهُ تَحْتَهَا. He spreads the shawl beneath this woman. أَكْرَمَ وِفَادَتَهَا أَبْلَغَ الْإِكْرَامِ. Today, my brother, forgive my metaphor. You are sitting in a board meeting and your mother phones or your mother walks in. You find it intimidating. You find it insulting. You find it offensive. This is not the biological mother of my Nabi. This is the nursing mother of my Nabi. It's an insult to call that gathering a boardroom meeting when you got Abu Bakr and Umar on your side. What do you call that gathering? Do you call it dignitaries? That's the worst insult. Do you call it the head of state? There's nothing more embarrassing. I don't have the words to call it. Sitting with Sahaba, excuses himself, stands up, screams out to her, come, oh my mother, spreads out the shawl, and then he honors her. وَعُيُونُ السَّحَابَةِ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا فِي غِبْتَةٍ وَإِجْلَالٍ. Sahaba just turning their eyes, who's this woman? Where does she come from? His mother is late, as we know. How does she picture in the equation? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the woman that have nursed me. This is the woman that has suckled me. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu ala Muhammad al-barri al-wafi. May Allah's choices, blessings descend upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ridwanullahi ala Halima al-Sa'diya, dhi'ri al-Nabi al-Azim. And may the tranquility of Allah descend upon this woman who enjoyed that exclusive privilege. Allah wouldn't select any woman to nurse his Nabi. When Musa came to the palace of Pharaoh, every woman came there, let me nurse this child. But what did the Quran say? وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَقَالَتْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ. Allah said, we cannot allow an impure woman to suckle my Nabi. And that woman, who was it? In the end, Allah brought his own mother, Musa, that suckled him. I want to mention one more incident. What the life of Halima? This is not the end of the barakah in the life of this woman. After the conquest of Makkah, where the Prophet ﷺ entered with 10,000 sahaba, and Allah gave them open victory, and he entered in a manner that none was aware of his entry, never mind make counter preparations to challenge him. After the conquest of Makkah, there was the tribe of Hawazin and Banu Thaqif that was based at a place called Hunain. This was between Taif and Makkah. So after the Prophet ﷺ was victorious over Makkah, these people feared. And they said, because he got victory over Makkah, I think his next attack will be on Hunain. So perhaps we should make preparations and we should attack him before he attacks us. This was their intelligence, this was their planning. So they prepared an army of 20,000 people. And all were skilled archers. And they got ready. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed. There was nothing. He did not provoke it. He was responding to the provocation of others. He sent a sahabi by the name of Abu Hadrad al-Aslami radiallahu anhu to go and investigate. He went out. He said, O Prophet of Allah, they have prepared in large numbers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared the sahaba and 12,000 left Makkah. 10,000 were those with whom he conquered Makkah, and 2,000 were new recruits. Many of them were new Muslims as well. Their army was under the auspices of Malik bin Auf Nasri. He was the leader and he was the chief commander of the army. And with them as well was an elderly man by the name of Durayd. Durayd was 120 years of age, who was visually impaired. He was only brought in battle for his expertise and his advice. That's the only reason that joined us, so that you can advise us, you can counsel us, you can give us direction. And obviously, again, unfortunately, today there is a challenge, and this is something where we need to merge the gap between the youth and the seniors. We need the talent and the vision of the youth, and we need the experience of the elderly people. Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala. Amongst respecting Allah and the deen of Allah is to honor people that have aged. To honor people that have aged. So anyway, they took this person by the name of Durayd. As the Muslims left, someone made a remark. And really we need to remind ourselves where our strength lies. Someone made the remark, and I'm going to tie it up with the incident of Halima radiallahu anha. Someone made the remark in the ranks of Sahaba, لَنُغْلَبْ الْيَوْمْ مِنْ قِلَّةِ. Today, we will never see defeat because the lack of numbers. If we see defeat, the reason might be others, but not the lack of numbers, because look at our numbers. In Badr, in Uhud, we were small in number and Allah gave us victory. Today, we have an army of nothing less than 10,000. Now, this itself had a flavor of pride. It had, and it was not intentional. It was not deliberate. It was not deliberate. But just the fact that we said this year gave off an image, and it was enough to create a setback in the ranks of the Muslims. As the Muslims advanced, because of this statement, things turned differently. The disbelievers came when they came to a location called Autas. This elderly, aged, blind man by the name of Durayd, he asked the people around, he said, where are we? They said, we are in a place called Autas. He said, okay, listen to me, let's halt here. The ground is conducive, not too hard, not too soft. Ideal location to shower arrows from here. Then he said, Mali asma'u, rugha al-ba'ir, wa nihaq al-hamir, wa buka al-saghir. Ayya, the brain of donkeys, the crying of children, the sounds of animals. So they told him, yes, Malik bin Auf, the chief commander, said, we bring our animals with, we bring our women folk, we bring our children. He said, that's the most foolish move you can make. If we are victorious, they can come and share in our joy. But if we face a setback, then that will be a greater humiliation for us. Tell the women and children to go back now. That's my advice. So Malik bin Auf says, I'm the leader. This old man don't know what he's blurting. If you're going to send everyone back, I commit suicide. And these are youth of today. Suicidal. Threatening. I commit suicide. Once I remember a youngster was sitting, threatening. He's sitting there on a three-story building. I'll jump. Boy, don't do that. Boy, I'm knocker. You know, all the old people. One middle-aged person came. He said, what's happening? He said, no, this youngster wants to jump. He said, he wants to die. He said, right, jump. Jump! Okay, never mind. You're lucky. Tomorrow is Jummah. No water, no gumption, man. Nothing. Talk is cheap. I'm not saying go commit suicide. Wal-iyadu billah, Allah save us all. As Muslims, we haven't even been given the permission to desire death because of problems. Never mind, commit suicide. لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر أصابته. Don't ever aspire to die because of tragedies and problems. Die to meet Allah. Aspire to die to meet Allah. فإن كان لا بد فاعلا. If you cannot hold yourself and you really want to die, then you will say, اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي. وَتَوَفَّنِي إِذَا كَانَتِ الْوَفَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. Allah, take me when it is better for me to go. But really, we've come into a time which the poet said, أَلَا مَوْتٌ يُبَاعُ فَأَشْتَرِيهِ فَهَذَا الْعَيْشُ مَا لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. Can you tell me where they're selling death? Really, I want to purchase it. There's no more pleasure left in life. We've come into that situation. So anyway, they argued. They said, okay, no problem. We don't want you to return. You stay Auf bin Malik. We don't send our women and children. The Sahaba entered into this valley of Autas, and 20,000 pounced upon them, and they showered arrows. In the eloquence of the Quran, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. And remember the battle of Hunayn, when you became obsessed with your figures, and you became impressed with your numbers. فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. But it did not assist you in any way. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. And the land narrowed upon you despite its vastness. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. You deserted my Nabi. Few Sahaba stood by him, approximately 12 out of 12,000. It became so challenging. Who was it? It was Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abu Sufyan, Abu Bakr, Ali. They held around him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then screamed out, the riwayat of Muslim, أَنَا النَّبِيُّ لَا كَذِبْ أَنَا ابْنُ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبْ. Listen, O my companions, I am the Nabi of Allah. I will never lie. Don't desert me. Then he said, call out to the Muhajireen. Call out to the Ansar. Where are those that said they will stand around me? Ya Sahib al-Samura. Ya Ashab al-Bay'ah. Where are all of you? Then he picked up sand, the riwayat of Muslim Sharif. And he sprinkled that sand on the infidels and he said, Shahatil wujuh. May these faces be humiliated. Jubair radiallahu anhu said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did this. And then we just seen an influx of angels. We just seen them coming in multitudes. With what the Quran said, ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He said, I just seen it descending from the heavens. One way, I just seen an influx of angels. And in minutes, the whole thing turned differently. And Allah gave victory to the Muslims. When Allah gave victory, the disbelievers had to flee. Some took shelter in Awtas. Others took shelter in Taif. Others took shelter in Nakhla. Malik bin Auf, the leader, and his people, they went to Taif and they fortified themselves in a fort in which they had the provisions of 1 year. In the interim, the spoils of the war was gathered at a place called Jirana. Again, my heart cries that how little we know of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's one pain. The other pain is how much we know of these celebrities. 11 players on the team, you know, but if I ask you, my brother, the 11 wives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're stuck on the third wife. But you know the substitute and you know the this win, where he plays, how much he plays, his whole history. But you don't know the names of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wives. The spoils of the war was gathered at Jirana. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then went to Taif. They surrounded this fort. There was a shower of arrows. Few sahaba passed away here. They tried to penetrate, there was no breakthrough. At that time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam seen a dream. What did he see? A vessel of milk was given to him. A crow came, packed in it, the vessel fell down. He was somehow disturbed. He bounced the dream off Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr said, my gut feeling is, this is an indication, we're not going to penetrate the fort. Let's move on. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also seen that there's no breakthrough. He said, let's move. Some sahaba said, while you leave in, why don't you curse them and leave? He said, my Allah hasn't taught me to curse. مَا بُعِثْتُ لَعَانَا. If you want, I will make a dua for them. Allahumma hdi thaqifan wa'ati bihim. Allah, all those that are opposing us, guide everyone. And really our message to the world, and may Allah take my message to the entire continent and the entire world. Wallah, we have no problems living with any non-Muslim. Our aim and our object is not to kill any disbeliever. We love and believe in peace and harmony, respect and dignity for every human life, whether it's an Iraqi life or an American life, whether it's a British life or a Palestinian life. Our teachings are respect and dignity for the entire world. See how the non-Muslims prospered in the lands of the Muslims, under the reign of the Muslims, under the umbrella and the rule and the khilafat of the Muslims. And it's a topic of its own. After much of this, the Prophet ﷺ then came to Jirana. Soon that fort was then conquered, and all those people came and they accepted Islam. Even the very leader, Auf bin Malik, accepted Islam. Nabi ﷺ then came to Jirana where everything was gathered. He actually waited that perhaps these people will come and ask for their belongings, and he said, I'll return it. He waited for 10 days according to the riwayat of Fathul Bari. Nobody came. After the 10th day, he started distributing. What was the spoils of the war? There was 4,000 silver coins, uqiyya. There was 24,000 camels. There was 40,000 sheep. And there were 6,000 captives. This was the spoils of the war that was gathered. After 10 days, according to the riwayat of Fathul Bari, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started distributing it. Thereafter, 9 people from the Banu Thaqif tribe came. They accepted Islam. And they said, O Prophet of Allah, will you return our goods to us? Liberate our captives? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whatever has come in my share, I will give it to you. Whatever has come in the share of my Sahaba, I will humbly suggest it to them and ask them, it's their right, I cannot impose on them. I cannot impose on them. Anyway, while these captives were being brought, amongst them one woman by the name of Shima was captured. She said, you can't capture me, I'm the sister of your Nabi. I'm the sister of your Nabi. And I have proof. When your Nabi was a little child, this is in Sirat-i Mustafa, which is totally authentic. When your Nabi was a little child, he bit me and I have a scar. And really that's not a scar, Shima. What an honor to have that scar. What a privilege to have that scar. My Nabi's blood came out. He told Malik bin Sinan, bury it. He said, okay. Malik bin Sinan went at the back, he drank it. He came back. Nabi Sassam said, Malik, have you disposed of it? He said, yes, O Nabi of Allah. Where did you put it? He said, O Nabi of Allah, I found no better place but to drink it. He said, Jahannam is forbidden for you. How can I drop your blood on the ground? I drank that blood. I have a scar on my body to show you where your Nabi had a slight bit me slightly when he was a child. So anyway, Sahaba are now like, what is this? Who is this? Anyway, this woman was brought before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa looked at her and tears came into his eyes. His eyes became moist. He said, this is my sister Shima. This was the daughter of Halima who stayed there when she came to fetch the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She was 6 according to one narration, 5 according to one narration. She used to hold the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He stood up in her respect. He welcomed her. He welcomed her. Again, this is not his blood sister. This is his foster sister. What are the teachings of Islam? What is the beauty of this faith? He stood up. He then welcomed her. He pardoned her. He liberated her. He gave her slaves. He gave her camels. He gave her sheep. He gave her a lot of things. And he said, if you want my sister, you stay with me and I will provide the best for you. If you want to return to your tribe, my sister, you may return. She accepted Islam and she opted for the option of returning back. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no obligation against you. You can go back. She then goes back, accepts Islam. The riwayat of Isaba, fi tamiz is sahaba, in respect of his sister, in respect of his sister. And look at the barakat that came to this family. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, liberate all the 6,000 captives. All those 6,000 captives that were captured, because it was part of the tribe of his sister, and hence the tribe of his mother. The barakat of this woman, and the barakat of this family, and the barakat of their progeny, they all got liberated from slavery in this world, accepted Iman and got liberated from the fire of Jahannam. Really, my brothers, this is only the life of one woman. Study the life of every Sahabi. What happened to him? What was his life before Islam? What was his life after Islam? We hope and pray that whatever was said, every one of us takes it to heart seriously. All the listeners listening out there, may Allah guide one and all that we take this deen seriously. I don't have to tell you how you have abandoned this Nabi, and I don't have to tell you how you have shunned him. You know my sentiments, and you've been listening to me for the last 8 years. You know exactly the things that I've been harping. Allah inspire me with it, Allah inspire you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill and imbibe within us the true love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah solve all of our problems, whether socially, whether morally, spiritually, economically, in all regards. Recite Durood Sharif. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أو الله forgive our minor and our major sins. Oh Allah, we are drowning in our sins and our problems. Allah, we have gathered in these multitudes and the thousands and the tens of thousands of listeners that are listening, Allah, over the airwaves. Allah, every one of us have our own problems and our own difficulties. Allah, we present our crisis before you and we beg of you to accept our du'as, Allah. Oh Allah, let us return back to you, Allah. Allah, we have been searching for you for a long time. We've been searching in the wrong places, Allah. And that is why we are experiencing what we are experiencing, Allah. Allah, we are stubborn children, Allah. Allah, we are disobedient children, Allah. It is time we return back to you, Allah. Allah, bring modesty to our sisters, Allah. Allah, bring understanding in our families, Allah. Allah, let our marriages prosper and not be severed, Allah. Allah, bless our unions with good, normal, healthy, beautiful children, Allah. Allah, bring honesty in our societies, Allah. Allah, bring understanding in our society. Allah, clean and cleanse our heart from hostility, from antagonism, from pride, from animosity. Allah, make it easy for the Muslims on the global level, Allah. Allah, many cry in jails innocently, Allah. Allah, many dwell in evil places, Allah. Allah, many are trapped and they cry, Allah. none to listen to them, none to echo their sentiments, none to amplify their concerns. Allah, at this time we ask you for Muslims across the globe. Allah, alleviate all their difficulties and their plights, Allah. Allah, shower your choices, blessings on them wherever they are, Allah. Allah, let the Muslims across the globe have a prosperous Ramadan, Allah. Let us have a wonderful Ramadan, Allah. Allah, grant us the ability to accept your deen and embrace your deen, Allah. Allah, make us ambassadors of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us latch this deen to our heart, Allah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.